Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information. Situated on the southeastern end of the Slaney region in Castlebridge, County Wexford, lies the Wexford Slobs and Wildfowl Reserve, an internationally renowned wild bird sanctuary. The area is renowned for the wide diversity and density of its bird life, so we headed down to see what was happening with birdwatcher Aoife, who works alongside wind farms, and their potential risk to birds. We began by asking Aoife to explain what her work entails.
So I mostly work with wind farms. So I do surveys for wind farms that are pre-planning and also some post-construction, but a combination of surveys. I do some vantage point watches where you stand still and for a few hours and just record flight lines for birds, water bird counts, and then sometimes some walkover surveys as well. So there are some collision risk with wind turbines, for sure. Part of my job actually is to do collision risk modelling, so I can predict basically for a proposed wind farm how many collisions there might be per year, and then flag it if it's coming up as high and we might need to, you know, remove some turbines or put in some other mitigation in place.
While wind turbines can present potential risks to birds, climate change, which threatens many species with extinction, poses a far greater threat. Well-sited wind farms have limited effects on birds. Onshore wind farms can pose potential risks to birds, but assessments like the ones Aoife undertakes help to better understand the interaction between birds and turbines so that wind farms can be optimally sited. Aoife explains some of these limited effects on certain birds in Wexford.
I think with swans and geese, if you were to put up a wind farm in their flight path, that would be an issue. It might be a barrier to migration, but it's been more shown with raptors and other species that they will actively avoid, or they're kind of more happy to change their flight paths.
Right.
Yeah. And on days with very low visibility as well, they are white, so they can be completely invisible. But a lot of times it is juveniles that would be at a higher risk of collision, whereas adults can habituate quite quickly.
As more attention turns to sustainability and the environment, we know there are new technologies aimed at collecting more and better bird life data at our wind farms around the world. The technology uses a specially designed artificial intelligence system to monitor and track bird life near wind power installations, particularly offshore. We asked Aoife to explain this further.
Yeah, there has been studies done in Norway. I think this wind farm is called Smula Wind Farm. But don't quote me on that. But they've painted one blade black, and that's really helped large raptors like buzzards and I think eagles from collisions. And then for grouse species, they also have experimented with painting part of the base black, because grouse actually are more likely to crash into the base. They don't have very good eyesight, I think. So they've painted the first metre of the tower black, and that can help with grouse species and other low-flying species.
Over the last number of months, Wexford has gained a lot of attention over offshore wind energy. We asked Aoife how experiments and studies are performed for these type of wind farms on our seas.
I would imagine that most of them are carried out on boats, but I've seen some really interesting technologies as well, of cameras that you can put in the middle of the sea on turbines, and they can calculate the height of birds flying and track their. So there's some really cool technology coming out.
After a fascinating chat to Aoife about her works, we took a step back and found out about her own background and how she became interested in birds and protecting various species.
I didn't study ecology or anything to do with ecology. My first degree is in electrical engineering, and then I went on to do a master's in environmental engineering. But still, just I knew I wanted to do something with wildlife. I just didn't really know what. And I was travelling in Southern Africa before COVID for about 8 months. And I already always loved wildlife, but I just particularly fell in love with birdwatching. and got really obsessed and got a bird book and started ticking off. So at that point, I probably knew more Southern African birds than I did Irish birds. And then I came back during COVID, and you know, it was really all I could do was go down to the Dodder in Dublin and just start learning all the species. And so I just decided to start applying to ecological consultancies. And yeah, Woodrow was one of the ones that came back to me and did an interview and told them that I didn't really know anything, but I was a fast learner, and they took a chance on me. So,
Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.